Hello there, miss. No, no. Don't get up. I've been watching you for a couple weeks now. You always come here at the same time, so I guess you must be a student. I thought so. I know what you're doing, and I can tell from the furtive glances you give around. And one of the things you enjoy about it is the idea that other people can see you do it. Are you hotter now? It's pretty amazing how quietly you're doing that. I'm glad you like my voice, darling. Oh, you'd like to hear more? I'm glad to. At first, I thought you were just squeezing your legs together, rubbing them up and down a little bit. Then I saw you actually have a hand down there. It's this one, in fact. You're nice and wet, aren't you? No, no. Let me take care of this for you. Yeah, I can tell you like that idea. I think I'll just scoot a little closer to you now. Yeah. Take a look at your phone. Drink some of that cold tea. And look around at all the other people. Everyone in the cafe who can see how excited you are. Now you can put your hand back. I just want to taste you. You taste like pineapple. Don't believe me? Give my finger a taste. Very nice. I like an agile pink tongue. Do you realize you're very flushed? You're beginning to pant. And reaching up underneath your top, I feel some very hard nipples on those soft breasts of yours. Yes, all those innocent cafe patrons are trying not to look like they're paying attention, but they are very interested in you, in us. You have such lovely soft skin. I'd love to see more of it. Open your legs a bit. Oh, don't be shy now. That's a good girl. It's much easier for me to help you now. You're really working on your clit, aren't you? My fingers are so much bigger than yours, so let me slip one inside you. Oh my, you are very tight, darling. She seemed to be enjoying this. That was so nice. Meet you here tomorrow? Absolutely.